This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, at pastor here at Radio Missions, where we message has been going out for many, many years since Pastor Shelton went home to be with the Lord. And he was a founder and pastor of this work for many, many years. Many of you heard him back there in the early 60s and 70s. And the Old Trailblazer is picking up the message, picking up the mantle, and going on. So I wish I could hear from you. I want to give you my mailing address early on in the message. Maybe you have to get out of the house to go milk the cows or whatever before the broadcast goes off and don't get the address. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. So let's get back into our study, and we're looking at the faith of Sarah, and we had seen there where you have to come to Christ. You have to believe God's word. Just believe the word. Just believe it. Just believe him. And if you ever get saved, you're going to come to Christ and believe his word. You have to, my friend. Did you know you have a responsibility coming to Christ? I have folks say, well, if the Lord's going to save me, he'll save me. Well, that's a fatalistic attitude, my friend. You've got to come to the place to believe God's word. And he believed the word. We spoke of that, speaking of that wealthy ruler there where his son was sick. What did the Lord say to him? Go thy way, thy son liveth. And he never asked or answered any question. No, he just believed. He just believed. Don't you like to see someone take your word? I have. I've been in situations where a man said, you do this now and go down there and do this, go there, and everything. And he does. But listen, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Here's the proof. Here's the evidence. Here's the victory. Here's the glory. Then inquired he of the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. You know what he was doing? He was making sure that when the Lord had spoken to him that his son liveth, he said it was the same time. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth. Oh, my friend, here's a peculiar statement. I want you to get it. And himself believed, and his whole house. Himself believed. Remember we spoke about Sarah herself? Sarah herself? This is not just a blanket that the Lord throws out there over the whole audience and, well, just come on and believe Jesus. No, that's not what it is. No, he himself believed and his whole house. He first believed the word. Second, he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what did Sarah do? Let's look at that scripture again. Look at it. Through faith, Sarah herself, there we have it again. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. Do you believe the Lord is faithful to his word, my friend? Every promise, every statement in God's word, the Lord is faithful. I ask my audience sometime, can you tell me one verse or one promise that the Lord has not fulfilled for you? One promise? Can you tell me one promise that he broke? No. Go back to any Old Testament. Read all of the promises about the coming Messiah and all of those things. But listen, she believed the word. Now, I'm going to stay with that. I'm going to hammer that home. You see, she believed the word. What word was it? At the appointed time, I will return, and Sarah shall conceive. That was the word. She believed it. And believing the word, she counted him faithful and also believed him. Oh, my friend, we have so much unbelief today. Did you know that unbelief is a greater sin, I believe, than whoremongering or blaspheming or anything else? Unbelief. The Lord Jesus Christ gave us his word, his book, all of his history of his time here and all of the things that was done. And you won't believe it? You won't believe it? I'm telling you, folks, you got to believe it. You got to believe his word. Not only by faith did Sarah receive strength to conceive, but by faith she delivered the child. It shows the continuance, the perseverance of her faith. Are you like that, folks? You believe the word? I heard someone tell this little thing about this person that said she couldn't believe and all this stuff, and whoever it was told her, said, well, the Bible said, if you believe that this mountain shall be removed, it'll be removed. So she closed her eyes and so-called believed, and she opened her eyes, and she said, I knew it would be there when I got back. I knew it would be there. Well, my friend, that's not faith.
No,
that's not faith. But listen, it shows the continuance or the perseverance of her faith. She believed that child would be born. She believed there'd be no miscarriage. She believed there'd be no stillbirth. She trusted God right down to the delivery of that child. She never worried about it. She never said, oh, I'm 90 years old, and I won't be. You know, she'd already come through that season of giving Abraham her maidservant, and the child was born under Hagar. No, she said, I'm not worried about it. I can carry that child. She didn't wonder what's going to happen if I have a miscarriage. She didn't wonder what's going to happen if a child was born dead. None of those things. Now, let me tell you something, friend. In the realm in which you live by faith, there's no supposing. Now, would you get that? There's no supposing. We all, at times, just fearful, aren't we? Fearful to believe. Well, suppose this happened. Suppose that happened. Suppose the other happened. Oh, suppose I lose my joy. Well, I won't be able to testify and tell the folks I'm saved. I don't have no joy. Oh, listen. Suppose there's no money comes in. Suppose there's no money comes in. You ever been up against it? I have. I've been up against it. But listen, suppose this or suppose that. I don't get my salary. Suppose my company goes bankrupt and belly up. Oh, listen. That's not faith. You're looking at the negative instead of looking at the positive. Go back there and read those promises. God doesn't live in the realm of supposes. Sarah did not live in the realm of supposes. Now, if it had been Abraham's faith, she'd have worried the whole 9 months. That's right. As long as that child, she was carrying it, she would be worrying if it was Abraham's faith. First little pain. Oh, there's going to be a miscarriage. I'm afraid I can't carry this child. I'm afraid of this, and I'm afraid. No, there was none of that. There was that contingency of faith. Get up in the morning, she believed the Lord. Go to bed at night, she believed the Lord. She believed she would deliver that child, and there was no worry, nor no complaining, or supposing, or anything in the world through the whole 9 months. Is that clear, my friend? Does that shed a little bit of light on the faith of Sarah and your faith if you trust in the Lord? Listen, folks, this is not a perfect world we're living in. We're going to have problems. Well, I have problems. I get up on Sunday morning, I have problems. I get up Monday morning, I have problems. But I'll tell you what, the Lord's over all. Did you ever just take that attitude? Well, the Lord knows all about it. The Lord knows all about it. The Lord knows all about it. And he does. And he's able to take care of those things. But listen, that's the way you live by faith. You just don't worry about it. You just don't worry about it. Oh, my friend, you trust the Lord. I trust him. Well, here's the situation. That's all right. God knows all about it. That situation come up. You can handle it. Let him handle it. You can't handle it. No. Let him handle it. Listen now, we're getting down to where we live, aren't we? Getting close to where you and I live, my friend, day by day. We're just creatures of the earth. Did you know that? We're creatures of the soil. That's what we are. All right, this teaches us that the believer lives by faith. Lives by faith. That's the reason I asked you. If you haven't already done it, maybe you have. Go there and read that 11th chapter of Hebrews all the way through. Do it a couple of times. Do it before you go to bed at night. Do it when you get up in the morning. It'll build your faith. Did you know your faith needs strengthening? And the evidence, when you see evidence of something, you know that helps build your faith. And then you can ask the Lord, Lord, give me the faith of old Sarah. Give me the faith of Enoch. Give me the faith of Abraham. Give me the faith of this one, old Joshua. Give me that faith. Those people, those men and women, Rahab, they faced unbelievable objections, my friend. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. They never had been through there before. There was Rahab. We're going to get to her. Up there on that wall in a little old apartment. And those spies said, you just stay right here and you hang this line. It's a rope. We called it a rope. They called it a line. It was a rope. And in that rope, part of the strands was blood red. They called it a golden rope. And my friend, they said, hang this out the window now. Let me tell you what. If she had not hung that rope out the window, do you think she'd have been saved? No. No, she wouldn't. That was a requirement. She had to mark the spot where in the Bible, I read that this morning, last night, the spies, Joshua told them tonight, walls had all fallen down. Y'all go over there and rescue Rahab and her family. And how did they find her? By that scarlet rope. It first showed that she had the faith to believe. All of her faith was placed in that little old rope, hanging it out that window. You say, oh, that's foolish, Trailblazer. No, it's not foolish. Listen, my friend, we live by faith. We don't live by sight. There's no way that you can ever make yourself believe this and that and the other except by faith. The Lord says it, and I believe it, and that settles it. That's my philosophy. If you got a philosophy, my friend, about the faith of God, listen. Now, let's go back a minute or two. All the ordinary offices of our daily life are lived by faith. We eat by faith. We drink by faith. We work by faith. We sleep by faith. And we meet every danger by faith. We do. Every trial we meet by faith. We meet every difficulty by faith in the Lord. Believing the Lord. Now that's what it means by living by faith. The just shall live by faith. That's Romans, Hebrews 10:30. The just. Who is the just? That means the justified ones. You and me, who are saved, we live by faith. You may not feel like you have any faith. You may not feel like you have anything. But underneath it all, you come to trust the Lord. You live day by day. Well, the Lord said it, and He'll work it out. Every mother sees how she could trust the Lord to conceive, but now how to bring forth that child, and she has to trust Him for deliverance. That's what Sarah did. And, it's such a beautiful story, how the Lord promised them back there years when they came out of Ur of Chaldees. He told Abraham, said, I'll make a great nation out of you, sand of the sea. Can you imagine that? You ever been down here on the coast in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, all those places? Just look at the sand under your feet. The Lord said, your seed shall be as the sand. That's not just a broken promise, my friend, no. And then you look at the nation that the Lord has already brought forth during those years. And that was a promise to Abraham. He didn't promise it to anybody else, did he? No, sir. But this is the old Trailblazer. And I'm asking you again to pray with me. We live day by day, God's hand to our mouth. We do. And I'm asking the Lord to dedicate everything we have to the Lord. Get out the gospel. Would you do that? And if you could just tighten up your budget just a little bit and add a few dollars to the old Trailblazer broadcast. You just don't know how much gospel would go out if you sent money here every month. And I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. If you're not saved, I'm praying for you. And then write me, let me hear from you. And then remember the old Trailblazer's address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.